Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola's city manager, Ryan Waller, recapping the most recent city council meeting.
Indianola City Council met in regular session Tuesday night this week. And before we kind of get into some of the things on the agenda item, it is spring break. That presents some challenges getting everybody together. Just kind of talk about what that means for the city and how it was able to all come together. Because I think when you look back at Robert's rules, maybe they didn't envision what happened, but I think overall it was pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. It is spring break. As we were preparing the agenda for what we thought would be the March 18th agenda, because we started preparing it well in advance of the publication date, we got a couple text messages from folks saying, oh, hey, I'm not going to be there on Monday. So that we wind up sending out an email to everybody. And well, sure enough, we found out that we didn't have a quorum on the 18th. And there's a number of items on the agenda that we knew that were coming that we wanted to make sure that we weren't disrupting the flow of business for the city. That ultimately is what a city council meeting is. It's a business agenda for the organization to pass business decisions that the council is required to make per code and whatnot. So we had a number of items on there that we wanted to make sure we didn't disrupt businesses in our community. Most of the stuff on the agenda was setting public hearings. And, you know, when we have deadlines for the newspaper to get the public hearing notices in, we've got to allow so much leeway. There are certain deadlines we have to meet with the paper itself. So it would have been much easier to cancel. And actually, we looked at going another week out. But from a standpoint of timing, it wouldn't have worked out for getting these meetings published. And then if we were going to wait that extra week, well, then why not just wait until April 1st? But again, it goes back to making sure we're accommodating the needs of our constituents. So we had a couple businesses. We had a resident that's looking to start a business and a number of other things that just we couldn't wait. So we had to go through, and fortunately, we were able to get the needed quorum to conduct the meeting. One of our council members just landed and was talking to us as the plane was taxiing to their gate. Another council member was on her way back from the side employment that she has. And fortunately, we had two council members that were present in the council chambers that could actually start the meeting. It was a quick meeting once it got started, setting public hearings and the normal course of business. The one item I think we'll probably want to talk about this is the audit.
Well, let's talk about that audit because it was for fiscal year 2017-2018. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting looking back several years to get into that audit. What did it tell the city and what did it tell you and Mr. Andy Lent?
The audit is something that we're required to go through. The bones of our audit was actually completed several months ago. We were waiting on some additional information. IMU, which is a sister agency of ours, they were waiting on their audit to be completed. Once we got that information, our auditor was able to complete our audit. What it showed is that we're doing well. You know, there's some recommendations in there about internal controls, city credit cards, some minor items. Andy's already tackled those. We've already addressed some of the findings. Again, nothing major, nothing substantial, nothing to be terribly worried about. One of which was segregation of duties. As a smaller organization, you can't necessarily have the people taking in the money also being the ones that are receiving it and logging it in. And so with the focus of IMU on fiber, we hired an additional person to help staff the front counter, answer calls, but also help with that segregation of duties.
Also passed at the city council meeting Tuesday was some of these summer events, and you know, maybe there's a patio out on the square. There's also going to be some changes to the square, specifically this summer for construction. Just kind of talk about how the city is planning to work around that construction and really conduct normal business.
Great question. We've had meetings with those organizations that have events on the square, including RagRai and other businesses that do certain things on the square, an outdoor dining patio. And, you know, the question was, well, geez, are we going to be able to do this with the courthouse under construction? We've been working with the county and just continuously asking for updates. Where are they at with their project? What do they anticipate the need for barricades and barriers and fencing to make sure that it's a safe construction site? And we are able to, as long as we know, we're able to plan around it. And one of the things that we've shared with our civic partners and those that conduct events on the square is, hey, the square is open. There's going to be construction on the interior of the square. We all know that. we know what it's going to look like, or we have a pretty good idea what it's going to look like. So let's just plan around it. So the square is open. We're working with organizers as the applications come in. The particular item on the council agenda was the outdoor dining patio for the brick house. It was approved. The only condition that we have in place is that we need to maintain a 20-foot passageway from the end of the patio to the starting of the fence. And if the patio is there or not, if it wasn't there, there'd be cars parked there. So we'd still have to maintain that clearance as work was being done.
Thanks to Ryan Waller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.